on Southeast AgNet. Continuing an interview with U.S. Department of Agriculture plant pathologist Tim Gottwald about citrus greening disease, or HLB. Here, Gottwald reports on experiments with micronutrients and recommends that HLB-infected trees be removed. You talk about micronutrient programs. Can you tell us briefly about that?
Well, we took a look at various micronutrient programs, control methodologies and combinations of micronutrients, salicylic acid, various compounds of various types. Some of the more common ones that are being used and recommended right now, and other variants that we came up with. In our one experiment, which is a replicated experiment, we were not able to show any statistical differences in the amount of disease that occurred, the spread of the disease, the quality, the yield. They were all pretty much similar from one treatment to another. No differences, even to an unsprayed control. This needs to be replicated, needs to be repeated again to determine for sure, but at least in our hands, we were not able to show any significant differences between an unsprayed control and using micronutrients.
So I would assume you would recommend destroying infected trees when you find them?
Yes, because in these micronutrient-treated groves, what's happening is you're allowing trees to stay in place that are infected. The other thing we studied was the titer, or the population of bacteria within each tree. And what we found was that there was no difference in the population levels of a treated versus an untreated tree, which means the population levels of the bacteria are maintaining themselves in a very high concentration. That tree acting then is a source of infection. So I never recommend that we leave sources of infection around. That's bad for yourself, and it's also bad for your neighbors.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.